Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey as well as the body, soul, spirit connection. And I have solo episodes like this one, as well as I have amazing guest episodes with amazing people that are body workers, practitioners, healers, intuitives, mediums, astrologers, past life regressionists, relationship coaches, business coaches. We really have it all on this podcast. We're really blessed. So I want to do kind of a meet update for this episode, as well as I really want to talk about transition, life transition, but also kind of where we're headed in the collective as far as what I've been hearing from my guide, spirit, whatever you want to call it, Holy Spirit. I've been getting downloads, and me personally, I'm in a huge transition. I feel like I've honestly been in a transition, maybe even since COVID. And I feel like that's been what we collectively have been feeling, is that collectively we're in a transition and a shift, which is not untrue, definitely true. But I think on an individual level, many of us have been feeling led and guided to be elsewhere, doing something else, going somewhere else, being with somebody else in a partnership relationship or even co-workership business. I think that we've been feeling that on an individual level as well as a collective level, and that's definitely played out over the past couple years. Let's dive in. Let's just go there. I was having a conversation with a close friend of mine, and we were talking about, you know, actually one of the accounts that we both follow. And she was sharing this with me of like, oh, like, this is really cool. This person says that if you're, you know, attracting this type of guy or these types of experiences, that you're, you know, you just need to do this thing. You need to do this type of specific work on yourself as a woman to be more embodied in your divine feminine in order to attract that divine, healthy, masculine man and that those experiences that you want, you know, whether that's money manifestation, whatever. And something just kind of came up in me. I've noticed this once I got deeper into spirituality and deeper into being, you know, a social healer, intuitive myself, like putting that on my Instagram that I'm an intuitive, a healer. And then having all this stuff start to attract to me just because of my byline, right? And getting more, you know, following more people that are out there already doing it, because honestly, this was a whole new world coming from being a Christian and just having a social media platform to connect with my friends and family versus actually having a platform, a social media platform for what I do. That was, I never did that as a Christian, as a worship leader, as a youth pastor. It didn't matter. My youth ministry were my kids that came on Wednesday nights and Sundays. And when I led worship, it was on Sundays. I didn't need a social media following in order for people to come and come to church, you know? And so for me, what I kind of gotten really done and done with is this whole thing of like, because you lack or you don't have this experience, you know, whatever it is, because you lack this, enroll in my program, because this is how this fixes this, is my program or what I have to offer you, right? Like, there's something missing in you because you lack, and therefore you there need to do something in order to be it, right? And then have it. And although I understand the truth that does resonate with that of like, we do have to take action. We do have to take faith. We do have to have consistency, discipline. You know, like I've talked a little bit about it here, but I just hit a new PR this week with strength training and powerlifting, and I deadlifted 245. That's 40 pounds more than what I could do 7 years ago when I was actually training with a trainer and at the peak of my health at that point. And then I, of course, slacked, and I have many episodes on all of that story and background, but I hit a new PR, 245 deadlift. I'm now squatting 215. Like, that's, it's a huge accomplishment for me. I'm 30 pounds heavier in my, yeah, is that right? Yeah, 30 pounds heavier in my squat and 40 pounds heavier in my deadlift. And so that's, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. How did that happen? That happened because I've gone into the gym Monday through Friday pretty much every day, every week in the past 7 months, 8 months. And so since last September, it's now mid-May. So it has taken that. Now, there's been weeks off where either I'm not well, I'm sick, or I'm traveling, or like my dog Winston got sick and I couldn't leave him at home alone. So I couldn't do it. So I had to do stuff here, body work, weight stuff here, and cardio and all of that. But I couldn't leave him at home for not even like an hour. He was really not well. So there's things like that, right? Where like I was a week off then or a couple days off. And but I picked right back up as soon as I could, and I got back in the gym and I did the work. So there is a difference between feeling like I have to do something in order to be versus I'm doing something because I am that. Like for me, I work out because I am healthy and because I am changing my biology to reflect the health that I know I am, that I have within me. It's just that my lifestyle prior to now was not conducive with the healthy body that I wanted to have and the strength that I wanted to have in my body, right? There, it's only natural. The more you lift, the heavier you lift, the stronger you are, right? And so, but in order to do that, I have to go in the gym and I have to lift weights, right? I can't just like, I mean, there is a study where they did where people thought of themselves being in the gym and lifting weights and they literally visualized it and thought it and they actually lost weight or gained muscle. But it was only like 15%, of like the people that actually went in the gym grew 85%, more muscle and lost fat, blah, blah, blah. So there is a level of mental. But the actual change and the consistency and the growth that we want to experience comes from action. Simple, right? Doesn't take a scientist. You're probably like, wait, you're beating a dead horse at this point. I'll move on. I digress. So I understand that there is like, actions like meditations, connecting, being intentional, like whether it's out on a walk and you're intentionally connecting with the nature around you, your environment around you, you're present in the moment, right? Eckhart Tolle, where you're connected with everything and you're connecting intentionally with everything as you're out on a nature walk or a walk with your dog, whatever, right? There is a intentionally connecting with self, intentionally connecting with my energy, my body, my emotions, my mental, state, and being very well understanding where I'm at, and how I'm feeling and connected with self, right? There's also an intentional connection with God, source, universe, spirit, your guides, your angels, whatever you align with, right? And intentionally connecting, right? The more that we intentionally connect, the more we feel, the more we're connected, the more we easily sense, right? Spirit, energy, nature, each other, right? When you're connecting in thoughts with family or a friend, oftentimes they text you or call you, right? That's because you're actually sending out a connection. You're actually sending out a little ping and they're picking up on it. And then responding in like, right? It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens frequently enough, right? That we can't discredit it. So how many times does that happen, especially people that you're close to, right? Whether your chosen family or your biological family, whatever it is, right? So there is truth to this, okay? I just want to say all of this to say that there is truth to like embodying things and actually doing the work, right? But what gets me going, y'all, what gets me hot, red hot, is this selling point of because you lack purchase here, register here, right? And because you lack, therefore you are not. Like that's what gets me hot because I am tired of being told as a woman that I need to be different in order to attract a man. I understand that there are people, men out there that are attracted to specific things. I get it. Understood. Then I'm not for you if I don't fit that list and that description of the woman that you seek, right? Then I'm not your woman. But I am tired, fucking sick and tired of being told that in order to be more feminine, in order to be this, more attractive, more desirable, more worthy of love of this type of man that I want, I have to do something more. I have to do something different. It never ends. And I'm tired of it. And I think the same goes for men. It's not just women that are being told this, but women, let's be fair, have been told for a millennia that we need to be a certain way, right? You need to be skinny. I don't fit in that mold. I never fucking will. I will always be a thick little 5'3" chick. And like most of that, my goal is to be muscle. Right now it's fat, but my goal is muscle, which it's sort of 50-50 at this point. But you know, or like blonde, I just dyed my hair back to my natural. And I've never felt more whole. I don't need to be blonde. And I was told you'd look better blonde. So what did I do? 7 years ago, I bleached my hair. And I've bleached my hair for 7 years because I thought it would make me more attractive, more beautiful, that my features are featured better when I'm blonde. My eyes, my nose, my skin tone, my lips, like everything's better being blonder, right? Not your dirty, dirty blonde. So I'm tired. I unsubscribe. And that's it. That's all I have to say. I unsubscribe from that narrative and from that telemarketing. I'm over it, done and over it. And I share this all to say that if you have been feeling like that, like there isn't, like it never ends with all the things that I have to do in order to be more or to be better or to be enough. I just want to say unsubscribe. Unsubscribe today for the low, low price of zero. Unsubscribe. Because ultimately, when we come from that place of like, I lack, I'm not enough, scarcity, there's not enough good men out there. Whenever we subscribe to thoughts like that, lack of worth, that's just been something that's been a theme for me. Anybody else? Raise your hand. That's been a theme for me. And I just realized that even through that conversation with my friend, I just was like, no, fuck that. Like, fuck that. Like, why do I always have to do something, you know, more in order to attract that? Like, no, fuck that. Unsubscribed, you know, unsubscribed. And my friend was like, she had a moment where she was like, you know what? You're right. Like, I unsubscribed from that too. Like, how did I not see that? You know, like, dang, like, you're right, babe. And I'm like, I know. I mean, like, great, fine. You know, like, I'm sure there's a good heart in there somewhere with that pitch. But like, you know, I can't judge the character or the heart of somebody. But I'm over it. I'm over people telling me you lack this if you don't have this and if you can't manifest this and therefore blah blah blah. But there is a natural like law of attraction. There is, you know, you do have to embody, you do have to do something in order to actualize it, right? It you can't just visualize, you can't just hope, wish, and dream. You have to also put action into that. And so like, I want the healthy body of my dreams. I need to dedicate time. And for me, that was first thing in the morning. I realized it ain't happening if I push it to the afternoon or evening. I'm dead at the end of the day. I have no energy, no gusto for that lift. If for lifting that, no, like not gonna happen. I have to do that first thing in the morning. So I was like, fine. I hate mornings and I usually wake up at 7 or 8. But I'm gonna get my cute butt up at 6 and so that I can eat something so that I can then lift an hour and a half later than that. And that's been my thing. So I get up at 6, I'm in the gym and working out, warming up by 7:30 every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes on the weekends too, depending on my week. And so I've seen huge shifts and changes in my body, and even just also minimal, like small little up, you know, gains and losses in the good way, losses. And that's, it's not perfect. You know, it is a journey. It is not something where I'm just gonna like, you know, snap my fingers and boom, like bubble butt and, you know, cinched waist and like, you know, like perfect, like little arms and triceps and biceps. Like, no, it doesn't happen like that. You know, it definitely takes time. And it also matters how the rest of my day and my week go, like what I eat, how much I sleep, how much water I drink. All of those factors factor into this goal that I have, right? And so that's the same thing for you. If your goal is like abundance, or if it's that relationship, you know, that you want, if it's business growth, client-based growth, whatever it is that you want to manifest, how are you living your life to fulfill that dream, right? So often it's not the next program or course. like in order to manifest or actualize it, embody it, and attract it into your life, experience it in your life, oftentimes we're not putting in the consistent work in order to actualize and embody that and live as though it is already, right? That's hope. Hope is faith for what has not yet been seen or manifested, actualized, right, in our lives, experienced. And so a lot of times we just hope, but we don't actualize, we don't live as though it is already. And so I think that's the key. It's not that you need something. Now, programs and, you know, courses and whatever can help you embody, and they can help you live, like find out the new lifestyle, the new thought pattern, the new emotional loop, you know, pattern that you want to be looping around. It can definitely help you. I mean, I have my own workshops on those too, you know, like where I try to help people to identify negative thought patterns, identify negative emotional loops, stop it and reverse it, flip it and reverse it, you know, because then you can actually have some sort of ground, you know, then you can actually help yourself like in that and in overcoming that pattern and beginning a new one. And so sure, like there's definitely stuff out there, but for me, I'm just tired of that being the marketing, and the way that it's being pitched just rubs me the wrong way because of how long women specifically have been told your only purpose and mission in life is to get married and is to make babies. Like that's it. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we are no longer limited to just that occupation and to just that purpose and goal. We're no longer just breeders, right? We're no longer just, you know, money carriers, you know, finding wealth carriers, you know, and bridges for families that want to keep the money, you know, close and pass it on. We're no longer there. And so I think we need to stop acting like that's the only way we can manifest what we want and experience what we want. You can do it as a single independent woman. You don't need a man, you know, you don't need anybody. We don't need anybody in order to do what we dream of. But at the same time, having people, partnering with people is not wrong, is not bad, is not weak or lesser than either. So it's just kind of wherever you're at. I digress. Moving right along. I moved to Colorado March 2021. And when I moved here, I received a download from my guides, and most everything has happened except for maybe one or two things. And I am now in my third year of living in Colorado, and I feel a major shift coming up this fall. This could mean that I live in the literal middle of nowhere of the mountains of the Rockies. It could mean that I am becoming a digital nomad, but a like actual nomad slash gypsy, which I totally am all for. But this could change a lot with a lot of things. And I've just been feeling that need to step into more freedom. And whether that's like financial freedom, literal freedom, of like the way I live my life out of the box, that's just been kind of honestly what life has been for the past like 5-7 years, somewhere in there. Once I started my spiritual journey, I just began to reconsider things and kind of unbox things, so to speak. It's been a real journey, but I've never been one to say that like my Christian faith was wrong or that it wasn't good or it was less than, you know, that I wish I could, you know, go back and not be a Christian. I've never regretted it. I think it's a foundation for a lot of what I believe now or am going towards, moving towards now. And I believe that for everyone. And that's been part of the work that I've done with people that's been really beautiful, is even though maybe I differ in beliefs, I'm not religious anymore, but my client is, there's been a real safety in that container and working relationship with each other that I honor their journey and where they're at, and just calling out what they're wanting in their life, you know, wanting to explore or understand deeper, connect with, you know, all those things heal. And so that's been beautiful. So I've always championed people that what feels authentic, what feels honest, what feels real to you, follow that. Follow the peace. It's been really beautiful. I had a my one of my clients, she's in the I Am Healed program, which I have down below if you're interested in looking into that. It's about a 4 to 5 month program. It really depends on the individual. And it's basically coming into that place of what I just was saying prior of like, I am healed, therefore I'm living as though. So whatever it is that you know, I need to heal this, whether it's worthiness, self-sabotage, self-punishment, whether it's love, you know, maybe it's a broken relationship, a lack of hope for your future, whatever it is, right? That it is that you need to heal, want to heal, have a desire to live healed and free and connected with yourself. That program basically walks you through that. And it's basically tailored to each person and their needs, but it's a beautiful, beautiful container. If you're really wanting to embody the I am healed. It was a really interesting conversation that we were having because it was actually our closing conversation for the time spent together. It was her last session in the program. And she said, you know, well, you know, I guess I'm always going to be healing. And I said, well, there's a difference. There's a difference between healing and growing and learning and developing, right? There's a difference between being broken and disconnected and unhealed versus you're just growing and developing and learning and experiencing, right? And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You know, like I always thought because I'm learning and growing and developing that I'm lacking somehow. I'm still broken. I'm still hurting or I'm still unhealed, right? That I need to get better. And so I acknowledged, you know, her mentality, her perspective on doing the work, you know, quote unquote. And it was a great like moment of clarity on the difference between the two. And so I just wanted to state that here because I think that's part of this journey and transition that we're all in. When I look at my life, I look at all the experiences that I've had, I look at all the times of growth and development, certainly in this last year that's been physically, even emotionally, mentally. I think even energetically, I've up-leveled, and I think a lot of us have, most of us have as well. But I think it's great to acknowledge where we still feel like a victim, and we still feel like a victim to life, and that we're like not in control of transition. Like even astrologically, a lot of people come to astrology feeling a victim to the energy and the planets and the, you know, conjunctions and all of that, the squares, their signs, even what they are, you know, their sun, moon, and rising, even. And they're like, ah, crap, you know, I'm a Scorpio, I'm a Gemini, like everyone's gonna hate me now. I wish I was a Sagittarius. And I think, like, or Cancer or whatever. Hey. But I think too, like, when we see ourselves or our life, that we're a victim to it instead of that we are participants and maybe even drivers of our life and our transition. There's a shift that happens there in how we respond to life, how we respond to transition, to energetic shifts that happen astrologically or within us. And so it was a great distinction for her to realize that she's not always going to be healed. Like she can be healed. Like I think, of course, like we're always healing because we're always reconnecting. I don't think healing is something of like you have to be broken. I think healing comes naturally when we reconnect or when we're connected. It's the same thing if you were to pull a plant out of the ground, what would happen? That plant would begin to wilt and die because it is disconnected. If you were to plop it right back in the ground and not like, you know, get it into the dirt and integrate into the dirt and pat it down, right? If you just plop, you know, take something out of a pot, right, and plop it into another pot, you know, or into the ground, and you don't break up the roots, right? There's like a whole thing with that. You have to break up the roots, break up the dirt underneath, right? To so that the roots can move and can connect. That simply is what's happening when you're healing. All that's happening is you're breaking up the dirt that's crusty, that is stuck, that is limited, that has taken a certain shape, and is not moldable, and you're literally breaking that up. And sometimes that you tear some roots, you know, sometimes you break apart things that are connected to you, the actual being, the actual plant, and that can suck, you know. Sometimes that really hurts, sometimes it's perfect and you're like, this is the best feeling ever, I feel so free, you know. But the point is that once you do that and you stick yourself back into the ground, you reconnect with the soil, with what it is around you, right? Spirit, energy, whatever it is, people, even if it's community, plugging back into a healthy community. When you do that and you really take the time to pat in and really make sure everything is connected, reconnected again, there is naturally healing that's going to happen because you're reconnected. You're no longer wilting. You're no longer thirsty. You no longer lack nutrients, right? You now are reconnected to the source of nutrition, right? Whether that's energetic, emotional, mental, all of that, physical. So I think that that naturally just is a natural occurrence with connection. So healing doesn't mean something's wrong with you. Healing means that you're just simply reconnecting. All of that to say, I just want to encourage you guys with that, because I think a lot of times we can be so critical, we can be so judgmental on our journey and where we're at. And social media doesn't really help with that. You know, like spiritual influencers don't really help with that either, that are pushing that agenda of you lack, you don't have, you're not enough, you're unworthy, you have a lot of work to do because this isn't happening in your life. And that's just not true. That's just not the case. A lot of times you are totally in your divine feminine or divine masculine. It just is not the timing yet. It, you know, like, I mean, it's great to do the work, but for someone that is so aware, or that is working on their awareness, is focused on being self-aware, self-actualized, embodied, is doing the work, is connecting with God, source, spirit, universe, is connecting with others, is filling themselves up with love, is present in their life, you're telling me that they lack, you know what I mean? It's like that there's more work to do. I think they're doing the work. They're doing it daily. And that's all that needs to happen. Now it's a co-creation with the universe and with karma and all of that, you know, like our soul journey, which we picked. We said, hey, I want these specific experiences. Just because I'm single doesn't mean there's something wrong with me, right? We got to get out of that agenda. Just because I don't live in a mansion doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. You know, that I'm not successful, that I'm not abundant. Just because I'm not living in a mansion or don't have that Ferrari or that Maserati doesn't mean that I'm not prosperous. Prosperity, abundance comes in so many different forms. And I'm a minimalist. I don't necessarily want a mansion, you know, like, and I don't want to fill my life up with stuff. I actually want to live free from things. I don't need things. That's again an agenda that's been pushed on us, right? Including in the spiritual world, like you need all these rocks and these crystals. I mean, I'm wearing one right now, but like, do I need it? No. Do I like it? Yes. And there's a difference, right? So all that to say, these are a few of my soapboxes that I wanted to share with you in this episode. And I hope that it's encouraged you a bit. I know some of these are kind of like fringe and, you know, edgy a little bit. But hey, if you know me, you know me, and you know that I just speak openly and honestly. But of course, like it's all in that heartbeat of like, I want to be helpful. I want to inspire. I want to encourage. I want to support. And these are just some things that are coming up that have been coming up for a couple weeks for me that I've been kind of like, man, I really want to chat about this because these are difficult. These are difficult conversations. These are difficult ways of being and thoughts and, you know, experiences. And it's not always easy. So what I want for you and my hope for you is that as you're in transition, because I really believe that amazing things are ahead for us as a collective. I think it's not easy times, and that doesn't mean things are not going to be challenging, not going to be hard. But I do believe that more freedom is going to come on an individual level as well as collective level. And I do believe that there are going to be signs for each individual as well as a collective of challenges or maybe things that arise that are meant to destroy or shift in a negative way. But I really think that as we do the inner work and as we focus in on ourselves, reconnecting with self, reconnecting with our God, source, spirit, universe, right? Reconnecting with each other, it's only of course going to naturally occur that we are going to be so connected that we see the unseen, that we see things, right? Get dreams, get downloads, get intuitive nudges. And I did a post just like a couple days ago that the magic is in the ping. Follow that ping. I think that intuitive nudge or ping, as I like to call it, that is where like the gold is for us. And whether that's a truth, you know, that we come into or we experience, or if it's a manifestation that happens, or it's an aha moment, whatever it is, I have been trying my best to really follow the intuitive nudges and little head nods that I get from the universe, whether that's angel numbers, a conversation with somebody. I think that like those are like little head nods for me. Obviously, angel numbers I love. I also get animal signs. I have a couple animal totems that mean specific things for me. And I get dreams all the time. Some of them are data dumps, some of them are significant. And so whatever ways that you communicate with God, source, spirit, universe, whether that's the Bible, whether that's angel numbers, or, you know, even just a conversation with a friend or something else, you know, something really unique to you, really special to you, I just want to encourage you to follow that and to not disbelieve that that is something that is significant and is a ping, you know, is an intuitive nudge, is a gut, you know, feeling and sense. I think the more that we get into our intuition, the more that we get into walking by the spirit, not by sight, you know, that's something that's scripture, walking by the spirit, I think that is where we will be able to navigate challenges or even environmental things outside of us, you know, energies outside of us that are, you know, trying to work against, I guess you could say, if that's your perspective, or, you know, dark forces, because we know that that exists, but it's all in how we see it. It's all in our perception, right? Matrix, all of those things. You guys know this. So I just say, the more we reconnect and connect and stay connected with our intuition, with God, source, spirit, universe, the more we will be in tune and we will be able to be preemptive in our actions and in our choices and in our conversations and in the things we do. And we'll already feel the transition, the change, the shift happen before it happens, right? It'll just be a like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen, you know, moment. And I know I have them. I'm sure you do too. And it always feels really great when you're like, I was feeling that. Like, yeah, I'm like really, you know, I didn't even speak it, but like I was feeling like this was going to happen. And boom, here we go. I mean, I felt that with every major transition of my life. I have felt it to my gut core, like my being like has like, I'm like, something's about to go down, you know, and I feel it, right? But I've not always trusted it. I've not always, you know, sometimes that's caused stress, anxiety, that's caused me to freak out and stress about the details, you know, what's going to happen now? How am I going to live? How am I going to feed myself? How am I going to exist? How am I going to pay bills? Oh my God, da 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 da, right? And I mean, those things are necessary, right? To like living life. We have to make money. We have to pay bills, right? That's part of life, part of the human experience. But like, I think sometimes I've gone into that instead of just trusting that I'm gonna be guided, that my journey, my steps are protected. One of my favorite verses that I'll share here, it's in the Psalms. I think it's like Psalm 139 or one of those, that I give my angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot on a stone, meaning that we are guided and we are protected. And so even if we stumble, even if we hit you know, a hard rock, and we're about to face plant, you know, we are protected, we are guided in that we can see that, or we are caught before we fall, right? I just believe that the love of God, the love of spirit, oh, and I'm not gonna try not to cry. I don't know why I'm crying. I just believe that the love of God is so expansive and so much for us that even if something feels like a failure, or it would be deemed a failure in life, we are so loved and we are so like incredibly protected and guided that we do not have to fear. Even if we're going into a situation where it's like, I may be publicly ridiculed, whatever it is, or shamed, or rejected, abandoned, you know, left, whatever it is that is the fear of like, if this doesn't happen this way, then what will people think of me? I've thought that. If it's something that you feel like you'll be alone forever, right? The fear of never having anyone to live life with, right? That's a real fear. I felt it. Then I just want to speak to you that the love of God, spirit, source, universe for you is so great that you are protected. And even if you quote unquote fuck up, mess up, don't get it right, don't make the right move, don't make the right choice, and go down a path that is really hard, really difficult and challenging, and you have to flip it into reverse, I just want to reemphasize that you are guided and you are protected, lest you dash your foot on a stone. He's given his angels charge over you. Like, you are guided, you are protected, you are held. And that may not manifest or actualize in a way that you want it to or expect it to. It may hurt, you may get your knee scraped, but I have to say, anytime that I have really been broken, anytime that I have been truly wounded by life, I have always been provided comfort. I've always been held. I've had that happen throughout my whole life. Even when I was a kid, I would feel literally an angel come and like hold me in my bed as I'm crying, you know, hold me and comfort me as I felt so alone or so ridiculed or, you know, ostracized at school or whatever it was. Like, I've had those moments, y'all, where it's like, dude, I have nobody, like not even family. I have nobody right now. Nobody understands, nobody gets it. And it's been in those lowest of my lows that I have been felt so held and so comforted and so guided and protected. And so I just want to reemphasize that to you, that if you're in that place, or you've been in that place, or you're going to be in that place, I want you to hear this message. You are loved. You are so loved. You are so guided. You are so protected. Oh gosh. And so that's what's so important in this, that I want to emphasize to you, my tribe, my family. I love you guys so much. And there's so much amazing stuff that is ahead for us as a family here, a community here, and as a collective on a whole of like the world, earth. And I really feel that in my gut. I really, really feel that. And that's going to be expressed in individual lives, including yours, including mine. I love you guys so much. I have links below to the I Am Healed program. I also have affiliate links to Zaka, as well as La La Land Hemp, which is a CBD omega-3 combo. Really amazing, has helped me a lot in training. And there's a lot of different things that I offer as well, that if you're connecting with me and you're like, hey, I want to see if I can work with her, I have a lot of resources. So you can go to whitneyapke.com for any of that. You can always DM me. You can always pop into the comments. I watch them. I respond. I reply. And I love you guys so much. Oh, so many amazing things ahead for you.